So I think an authentic system would begin with what is the register that we have, rather than looking at the tail end or the middle processes of the voting. So it's a good intention, but it's likely not to be to deliver the result that you would want to have, because the entire chain of registration of voters, validation of voters, the whole process of delivering the ballots on that same day, counting them, tallying them, and declaring the results, the satisfaction of the people and meeting the minimum requirements of transparency and governance would need to be addressed, and that cannot just be done by the one intervention that is being proposed.
Fred, opposition politicians have been suspicious of the government, and recent happenings at the Electoral Commission where the president fired officials of the Electoral Commission. So do you think this will assuage their fears?
I think those sentiments and the questions will remain as long as we have said the whole process has a number of areas that are not clear and cannot be cleaned up in the current system. Even the firing of the electoral officials, I don't think will give the comfort to the individuals involved on the opposition side that that is good enough, because the replacement may still be more or less people they will accuse of being friends or at least inclining towards Museveni's regime.
Talking about the strength of the electoral system, President Museveni says it has been his mission since 1961 to stop vote rigging in Uganda. Has he been successful in this mission?
I don't think so. It is very hard to stop it, but even when it doesn't happen, people still have their own doubts, because there are many ways in which the credibility of the election is put to question by a number of people, including his own. One is, as we said, the voters' register is not well handled, and also people do not have trust in the people who are in the first place compile and manage the voters' register, the people you have referred to in the Electoral Commission. People always believe there is an inclination towards favoring the incumbent.
Bobby Wine, the popular musician and parliamentarian, otherwise known as Robert Kyagulanyi, has appealed for a level playing field ahead of next year's general election after he challenged President Museveni to a free and fair election. Is he justified by calling for a level playing field? And is there a level playing field when it comes to elections in Uganda and perhaps in the upcoming election?
Yeah, level playing field is very hard to achieve to the level that satisfies everybody. Partly because of, as you say, different parties do not have the capacity. They are not well resourced. A lot of people believe the ruling party uses national resources, given that the president's office and the machinery that is supposed to belong to the state, or at least the resource by the state, like resident district commissioners. And these are institutions of the state, institutions funded by the state, which are not available for the opposition party.